Hello friends, the tens on duty are Turkey. Read a source excerpt. When one completes one's work in love of others and bestowal upon others through the final point, one also completes one's love for the Creator and bestowal upon the Creator. And there's no difference between the two, for anything that is outside one's body, meaning outside one's self-interest, is judged equally, either to bestow upon one's friend or to bestow contentment upon one's maker. This is what Hillel HaNasi assumed, that love your friend as yourself is the ultimate goal in the practice, as it is the clearest nature and form to men. And we should not be mistaken about actions, since they are set before his eyes, and he knows that if he puts the needs of his friend before his own needs, then he is in the quality of bestowal. For this reason, he does not define the goal as, and you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and with all your might, for indeed they are one and the same, since he should also love his friend with all his heart and with all his soul and with all his might. This is the meaning of the words as yourself. Since he certainly loves himself with all his heart and soul and might. And with the Creator, he may deceive himself, but with his friend, it is always spread out before his eyes.
Вопрос активного семинара. Как мы можем превзойти свое «я», чтобы завоевать...
Question for an active workshop. How can we rise above the «I» in order to reach love of friends?
טוב, שלום חברים.
Okay, hello friends.
בדיוק מה שאנחנו לומדים בזמן האחרון, אנחנו צריכים...
This is exactly what we're learning about lately. We have to continue and exerting various exercises, persist, devote ourselves to all the actions Kabbalists are telling us about, but in the end, it should be based on a plea to the upper force that will help us rise above the eye and find ourselves in love of friends.
Yes, what Rabash writes to us, basically the first 20 social articles show exactly the direction of man's work in practice. The recognition of yourself, of your own evil, and the greatness of the friends. Opposite that builds this dissonance, this gap that ultimately necessitates us to make a prayer. All of the attempts to connect that we make, we gradually build this love.
Because all those things, they make the gives this path of importance and greatness of the friends, and coming to a state of loving them is really the goal. If I wish to reach the Creator, if I want something outside of me to happen, if I want to reach spirituality, there's no other state. We must introduce the prayer here. We must come to a state where we understand where to receive this force to rise above ourselves, and how do we build such a deficiency, as we read about yesterday.
He writes here to prefer the friend's needs to my own. It's something you can always check. How much am I truly in love of friends, and always prefer the needs of the friends, the Creator, over that of myself? It doesn't always work out, but you can always see the direction and to what direction to work and pray.
This is group work, and we see that the ego doesn't let go. Constantly checking us, and the Creator is constantly awakening new difficulties and forcing us to delve deeper into the sources and draw the reforming light. We truly have to help. We get help from the friends. See, the friends is great because we're starting to understand that only they will be able to pull us out of ourselves.
Yeah, to help each other because no one can save himself from imprisonment.
And this mutual help is really expressed through everything we do, and ultimately we come to such frustration that we can't do it by ourselves. Necessity, a common desire. And this is a precious moment, because from here you can come to the true demand for the Upper One to do this work for us.
It's amazing. I listen to you, and each one is really saying from experience, practice. And it looks like you need like 6 lasers to hold an electron. You have to grab it from all directions and use everything you can. The will to receive tries to escape, and you need the environment and the Kabbalists and the group and the friends and annulment and the 10 and everything, so that there is a lock at the center for the heart to crack and some submission towards the Creator to happen, and it's just a necessity. It's not a luxury, it's a necessity. It becomes to come out of myself. It's incredible.
We see daily that there's this unexplained force to go above nature, against nature. We see it happening daily. Thanks to the friends and the methods, where we absorb each other's examples. We want to go with everything we've got and change our nature, and for the Creator to clothe in all our actions.
We ask together out of this kind of common wave, desire, deficiency, We're now asking the Creator to give us a new nature, to give us this force of connection.
Let's try to come out of ourselves in order to enter the lesson as one man with one heart. Let's try to come out of ourselves in order to enter the lesson as one man with one heart.
May the Creator give all my friends the strength to bring them to common prayer. Help us work for you. Return us to you as one heart. Connect us together. Give us the strength to put more effort, and may everything we do be for your sake. Amen.